back at the start of this pandemic that we're still going through at the moment, there were various stories of people who were abroad at the time and found that they were in an area where the virus had taken hold. People were falling ill, being admitted to hospital. There was a lot of danger around. And of course, what they wanted to do, those people, was get back home, get back to the country that they were truly a citizen of, especially if that country was relatively virus-free or completely virus-free. And they wanted to get to safety. And they wanted to be back in the country that they were citizens of. Well, listen to Paul's writing in the verses we're looking at in Philippians today. It's Philippians chapter 3 and verses 20 and 21. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly wait for a saviour from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will transform the body of our humble condition into the likeness of his glorious body by the power that enables him to subject everything to himself. Paul has been writing just in the previous couple of verses about those who are not citizens of the kingdom of heaven, people who aren't Christians. And he's commented on their lives being ones where their God is their stomach, that they live for the bodily things of the here and now. Their end is destruction. They glory in their shame. He's talking about a sin-sick world that these people inhabit and are a part of. But of course, the moment we come to faith in Christ, we're no longer citizens of this sin-sick world anymore. We're now citizens of heaven. We belong to God's family. We are God's people, joined to Christ, his Son. And as God's people, we eagerly await Christ's return, when he will take us to be with himself in the kingdom of heaven. We will escape, if you like, this world of sin and enter a world of holiness and glory. Isn't that a wonderful prospect? And it really is a wonderful prospect. One of the downsides of people fleeing areas where the pandemic had taken hold to return to their home countries was that so many ended up taking the virus with them. Often unknowingly, they may have not started developing symptoms yet when they returned home. They may have been asymptomatic carriers of the virus. But that same mechanism won't be at work when we enter the kingdom of heaven. When Christ returns to take us into that kingdom, we won't carry sin into it with us. Not at all. Because when Christ returns, Paul tells us, he will transform the body of our humble condition into the likeness of his glorious body, using his limitless power to do that. Isn't that wonderful? There is no way that we will carry our present sins into the new heavens and the new earth. Christ will give us a glorious resurrection body like his resurrection body, a body that does not carry the virus of sin anymore at all, because it will have been completely removed from us. Isn't that a wonderful prospect? One day, we will enjoy that new heavens and that new earth. We will enjoy sinless perfection with Christ face to face, knowing him and worshipping him joyfully forever. What a prospect.